Welcome to Home Group. This is Rick Renner, and I'm so glad that you have joined us. And the S is me and Denise. And I'm so glad that you're with me, Denise.
Thank you, Rick. I'm really glad to be on Home Group.
Today, we're going to keep talking about healing ministry. Last week, we looked at the word therapy in the ministry of Jesus. Did you enjoy that?
I loved it. I love talking about healing. I love seeing the sick healed. I love seeing miracles. I love talking about healing.
Well, today we're going to see about a requirement if you want to see the sick healed. There's a requirement. But let's begin in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where Jesus said, "And you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." My friend, you really received power when you were filled with the Holy Spirit. And the word power is the Greek word dunamis. It describes dynamic, explosive power. It was the same word used to describe an earthquake or a hurricane or a tornado or the full might of an advancing army. That's what we received, Denise, when we were filled with the Holy Spirit. We became like a spiritual earthquake to shake up the devil's power, to blow things out of the way, to raise things out of the way. And we received in us like the full might of an advancing army. That's how much power we received when we were filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, but you would like to be, just give us a call. We'll pray for you, and you will receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And when you receive it, it will totally change your life. Now, if you're saved, you're going to heaven, period. But the infilling of the Holy Spirit is for now. You need the power of God to live now. But Jesus said, when you receive power, things are going to change. You're going to become explosive. Now, I want us to go to Mark chapter 16 and see one of the results of this explosive power that we receive. And Mark chapter 16, are you ready, Denise?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17 and 18, Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Well, first of all, guess what? The word signs is the Greek word semeion, and it described the authenticating signature of somebody on a document, which means when signs and wonders follow us, it's God's signature that He's with us. It's the divine signature of God. Isn't that amazing? But this says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In My name shall they cast out demons." Cast out in Greek is the word ekbalo. It means to evict, forcibly evict. "They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." Well, today we're going to focus on that. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But notice in the very middle of that verse, it also says, "They'll cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents." What in the world does that mean? "If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." Well, we don't have time to cover those things today, but I do have a series which you should get. It's in our store at our website, renner.org, called "These Signs Shall Follow Them That Believe." And I go through every one of these signs so that you understand exactly what Jesus was talking about. But notice Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." All right, Denise, I want to give you what this word "follow" means. Listen to this. It's a compound of two words, the word para, which means alongside, and the second word is akaluthio. And the word akaluthio means to follow or to go somewhere with a person. But when you compound the two words together, the word "follow" literally means to accompany someone on a trip. The new word means to tirelessly accompany someone, to constantly be at his side, to always be in close proximity with a person, like a faithful companion who's always at someone's side, which means signs and wonders are supposed to be our traveling companions. Denise, I love that.
I love it too.
They're supposed to go with us everywhere we go. Now, somebody might say, "Well, I don't see them. How come they don't follow me? And how come they're not traveling with me everywhere I go?" Well, read what the verse says. It says, "These signs shall follow them that believe." It doesn't say they're going to follow them who believed. It says, "Will follow them that" what? "Believe." Present tense. And in fact, you could really translate it like this. "These signs shall follow those who have engaged their faith and are believing for it." Which means if you're not really releasing your faith for these things, you won't see it. Now, last week I told you that I think Denise is really good when it comes for praying for the sick. We're kind of different. We're inclined in different directions. My mind is really inclined for preparation about what I'm going to preach. Denise is really inclined towards signs and wonders, and I'm really proud of her for that. And I've watched Denise and others like Denise who've got their faith out for it all the time. And we've made the observation between us that people who have signs and wonders are people who are believing for it. If you've not engaged your faith for this, you won't see it very often. But if you really engage your faith and you're stretching out to see this, these signs will follow you everywhere you go. They really will. They can show up on an airplane, in the grocery store. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in a cafe, you could be in church. These signs will show up anywhere that you're willing to engage your faith. Amen, Denise?
Amen. That's so encouraging.
Yeah, why?
Because that's what I want to do.
It's what you do, and I see you do it all the time.
I want to see the power of God. And it's not like I just want to see the power of God, but God loves people. Jesus died for sickness and disease. His body was torn. It wasn't torn in vain. It was torn for our healing. And He didn't just give His body for believers to be healed. He gave His body for healing for the whole world. He hates all sickness and disease. And so when I want to pray for somebody or I want to see these things happen, it really, Rick, it's because I want to see, I want Him to express Himself through me, the power of God.
Well, you know, I've seen you over the years. We've been married more than 40 years. Say to me, before we go to our hotel room, Rick, I've got to go back to the reception desk. I already know what you're going to do. You've got your faith out to touch somebody. Or maybe we're in a grocery store and I watch Denise pray for somebody. And you know what? I'm telling you, it's exactly like this verse says. Denise's traveling companions are signs and wonders. They go with her everywhere she goes. They go with me too. But I have to tell you, Denise is believing for the manifestation of that usually more than I am because my head is deep in preparation. And she's got her eyes on those people and what she's going to do to get them set free. And people who release their faith for it are the ones who see it. And I want to tell you that if you want to see these things, then you've got to get your faith out there for it. And you can't be let down and shut down just because you don't see results the first few times. You keep your faith out there. Jesus said, these signs will follow those, the Greek really means who have engaged their faith and are believing for it. Any comments?
Well, I'm just listening to you and thinking about yesterday when I was praying for that woman to be, those demons to be cast out of her because I was engaging my faith. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was engaging my faith. And when I was engaging my faith, then God was moving. I mean, He's faithful. When we use our faith, He knows we don't know what we're doing, but we use our faith, He's going to come alongside. And just like Rick's saying, that these signs and wonders, they are our companions. Well, I didn't know that yesterday, that it was my companion. I would have liked to have known that yesterday, Rick. And that's why your study is so valuable. But I didn't know that it was my companion. I just knew that this woman was oppressed. I watch her in her misery, and I wanted God to be able to do something for her.
Well, the verse also goes on to say, they shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Now, that is a promise, but it's not going to work if your hands are in your pockets. And I really think a mistake that believers make, and maybe you have made, is they don't use their hands. Hands are the conduit through which God moves. You can go back to the Old Testament study throughout the whole Bible. Hands were used to confer power, to confer anointing, to confer blessings. Hands are very, very important. In fact, in the Old Testament, you read the hand of the Lord would come upon somebody. Mm. That meant the power of God was there. Hands are not just symbolic. Power is in your hands. Mm. And when you put your hands on people, you're going to see things happen. As long as you keep your hands in your pocket, you're not going to see much. So get your hands out of your pocket. This verse says, they shall lay hands. Lay hands in Greek is epitithemi. Epi means upon, tithemi means to place. It just means place your hands upon. And my friends, it's really a promise that if you get your hands out of your pocket and start putting them on people, power will be manifest. Isn't that encouraging?
I love it.
And it says, the sick shall recover. The word sick really demonstrates how much authority we've been given in Jesus, because it is the Greek word aristos. And the word aristos describes a person not just in bad health or in a weak condition, but a person so weak and so sick he's become critically ill, he is bedfast, he is an invalid, and in fact, it could even depict a person that is comatose. So, when there's no hope, get your hands out of your pockets. Lay your hands on the sick. You use your faith. Be engaging your faith, believing, I'm going to lay my hands on this person. And the verse says, they shall. In Greek, it is the future tense of the word echo, which means they will progressively get better. The word recover is the Greek word kalos, which means to be well, to be healthy, or to be in good shape. And I say it's like this. When you go to the doctor, what does the doctor give you? Possibly he gives you medication. Well, when you take your medication the very first time, do you expect you will instantly be made well? No. That if you take the medication, and if you keep taking the medication, then hopefully progressively over a period of time, you're going to get healthy, you're going to get well again. Here we have the promise of God, that if we get our hands out of our pocket and lay our hands on the sick, the divine medication will be imparted. And when we remove our hands, we can be guaranteed that the divine medicine of God, the power of God was just imparted. And from that moment forward, this person will begin to be healthy again. This does not promise instantaneous results. And maybe that's what you're disappointed about. You wanted something instantaneous. But if you go back and look for the people that you have laid your hands on and you have prayed for them, you'll find out in most of the cases they did progressively get better. You're just missing it. You're missing it. This is recovering power. Maybe you don't have the faith for something instant. I bet you have the faith to believe for recovering power. Almost everybody has the faith for that. I'm going to touch you. I'm going to pray for you. And starting today, you're going to get better. That's what this verse is. And if you'll engage your faith for it, you'll see it and you'll experience it.
Rick, I want to tell a story about you. Many years ago, Rick laid hands, so he was in a service, and he laid hands on a little girl whose feet were turned. And so he sensed the power of God when he prayed for her, but he didn't see anything happen. A year later, this little girl, she and her mother came running up to Rick, and they told what happened.
She said, do you recognize who we are? I said, no, I sure don't. And she pulled out a photo of her little girl from the year before. Then I remembered, and her legs were completely twisted. Now her legs were completely straight. And she said, the day you laid hands on my little girl, that day something started. And she said, it didn't happen instantly, but over a period of time, her legs began twisting back into their right conditions. Uh-huh. It was recovering power.
Yeah. I remember she said that her legs, they started changing, and the braces and the shoes, they started becoming so painful. And they're like, what's wrong with these braces and shoes? They've never hurt me before. But her legs were turning. The power of God was working. The power of God started working when Rick laid his hands on that little girl.
And I really have faith for recovering power. I do. I mean, the testimonies I've heard of people who said, you know what, you touched me, and things gradually turned around against the doctor's prognosis. I gradually really got well. Well, that's actually what Jesus is talking about here. I've really got faith for that. I've got faith for that. And these things happen for those who engage their faith and believe for it. Amen?
Amen.
And the verse goes on to say, and by the way, I would translate it like this, they shall progressively feel themselves getting better and better until finally they are well and healthy again. That's really a good translation. You can do that, but you got to get your hands out of your pockets and use your hands. Your hands are your healing tools. Mm-hmm. And Mark 16, 19 says, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, sat on the right hand of God, verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. So you're not on your own. The Lord's working with you, confirming the word with signs following. Now, let's jump over to a really different verse in Hebrews chapter 6. And in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, we have what are called the elementary principles of the doctrines of Christ, or these are the foundations of our faith that all of us should know. And listen to what it amazingly says. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection. Now, here are the principles. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. So here you have the doctrine of repentance, the doctrine of faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, the doctrine of resurrection of the dead, the doctrine of eternal judgment, and right smack in the middle of all of it, the doctrine of the laying on of hands. Why in the world would the laying on of hands be put in the midst of these heavy-duty doctrines? Because God knows that people need to use their hands if power is going to be manifested and people are going to be healed. Hands are very important. In fact, just look at your hands. I want you to hold, Dennis, let's hold up our hands. And I want you to say, there's healing in my hands.
There's healing in my hands.
I want you to say, there's healing in my hands. Well, if there's healing in your hands, then why aren't you using your hands? What are they doing in your pocket? Maybe you're raising them to praise the Lord. That's wonderful. That's good. But you need to be laying them on people. Because Jesus said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall
recover.
And that's what happens when you use your hands. And if you don't have faith to believe for an instantaneous result, then use your faith to believe for recovering power. And that's really what Jesus promised to every believer in this verse. Denise?
You know, it's not like less power. It's the same power.
It's just a different manifestation.
Miracle power, recovering power. It's the power. That's what we want to release. And sometimes, you know, we say, oh, well, you know, that's not very powerful because it didn't happen immediately. That's not true. Think of that little girl whose life was completely changed when Rick laid his hands on her and the power of God went into her. He saw nothing happen, but the power of God was working in that little girl's legs and it changed her life, her whole life, that her legs could be straight. And friend, you have that power within you because the resurrection power of Christ is inside of your spirit. And if you recognize that, it's not about you, it's about who's in you. And then you can have the boldness to stretch out your hands and see the power of God.
I think it's important that Jesus spoke this in general to most believers. Jesus didn't say you're going to have instantaneous results, but to the majority of believers, he said you have recovering power. A lot of people, maybe even you, don't have the faith to believe that everything's going to be instantly resolved. But you probably do have the faith to believe, you know what, when I'm done praying, this thing's going to start to turn around. That's probably where you have to locate where your faith is. And if you don't have the faith for an instantaneous miracle on the spot, then say, okay, I've got faith for recovering power. And use your faith and use your hands. And guess what? Follow up on the people that you laid hands on. Follow up. And you'll find out the vast majority of them, from the moment you prayed for them, they begin to amend or they begin to recover. So get your hands out of your pockets and lay them on the sick and pray in faith, engage your faith. And these signs will be your traveling companion. But if you need to be healed, call us right now or send us an email. We're out of time. but we will release our faith for instantaneous and recovering power to go to work for you. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed that teaching, please subscribe, like, and comment so more people can see it.